And thanks for downloading another Lions Roar podcast. My name's David Kendra, and this week, highlights from the long trip to the English Riviera. We'll hear from Glenn Preston and Kyle O'Reilly as the Vixens close in on promotion, and a roundup of the news from around Nethermore. But first, the Lions made the trek to Torquay, who'd lost 5 out of their last 8 games and dropped into the relegation zone in midweek. The hosts were looking for a reaction against Guiseley, who'd won 2 of their last 3 away trips going into the game. Commentary here from myself and Colin Robertson.
Referee seems to have some sort of a problem. He's, I think, had his foot stood on, and it goes forward. And in the end, the referee has to go down and will take need to take some treatment. Referee certainly done something. I thought maybe somebody just stood on his foot, but he was trying to keep up with play. He's definitely going to be replaced. Referee today, Simon Barrow. Fourth official, Stephen Oakley, is now going to have to warm up. He was running back to the halfway line.
Linesman, and can I have a chat here?
He really started limping. He was in real pain. He's struggling off now. Nobody likes to see that. Good applause from around the field for Simon Barrow, the referee.
I make that about 8-minute delay, that call. So we can expect a fairly hefty chunk of added time at the end of this first half. I'll hand you back over.
Yeah, well, thanks, Dave. Strange break, another little opportunity for a preview to this game 8 minutes into it, but big delay, partially caused by the injury to Simon Barrow, the referee, who's pulled up some sort of muscle strain, quite a nasty looking one. So it's a drop ball, and we're back underway with a new referee. Guiseley win the ball and punt it upfield, and there's a chance here for Cassidy, who goes forward, and he doesn't quite get the ball over the goalkeeper, Brendan Moore. He was effectively in a one-on-one. He went to lob the keeper, but in the end, he didn't, and Moore claims the ball comfortably. It's out for a throw, which Williams will take. Williams infield to Rooney. Back here to Walton. Walton square now to Lawler in the centre circle. Still lines of bodies forward, but just passing the ball around a bit, trying to contain and retain possession. But Connor Brown is now being closed down. He's under tremendous pressure and is robbed. There's a chance on here for Torquay as they come into the goal here. Brett Williams one-on-one with the keeper. Good save from Maxted to block him. But still, Torquay have the second phase. They're on the left-hand side now. The ball square and infield here to Verma. Verma towards the edge of the D. Gets a shot in from distance. A superb goal from Armand Verma. One that would grace any level of football. A wonderful strike. It bounced off the inside of the upright and into the back of the net. And Guiseley are undone after 25 minutes. And Verma has scored a spectacular opener. And it's Torquay who lead. Torquay 1, Guiseley 0. Ball in now from that corner into the 6-yard box. It hits the crossbar. The header powered against the crossbar from Anderson. And again, Guiseley are not dealing with the high balls into the box. And then on the counter-attack, Rooney manages to clip the heels of Preston. And that stops the movement. Corner now from the left-hand side. Guiseley have 5 in the box. They're spread out quite in different parts of the pitch. It goes up to the back post. Lawler gets the header. Good save. Comes in. Lawler ghosted in at the back post. A good header this time. Good save from Moore. Behind for another corner. Verma taking control. Nathaniel Rowe Turner on the left-hand side. Feeds it through to Reed. Big challenge comes in from Jake Lawler. Mistimes it. And the yellow card comes out, and I think that's a bit harsh. It was a late from Jake Lawler. I think that's his first foul, and I think referee probably could have let that ride. It looked probably worse than it was. It's not holding Torquay back, though. They've put the ball up. Sparks through on the edge of the 18-yard box. Shoots. Superb save from Johnny Maxted. Sparks one-on-one. Drilled the ball hard towards a goal on target. Maxted gets down, manages to get a touch on it, puts it behind for a Torquay corner. That should have been 2-0 to Torquay.
Quite simply should have been 2-0, but for Johnny Maxted again.
And now we're under pressure here. Sparks gets past Lawler. Lawler gets the tackle. Lawler will be sent off now because he's already had a yellow card. Guiseley are down to 10, but Lawler makes a contact on the ball. but the referee has intervened and sends off Jake Lawler. Guys, this afternoon goes from bad to worse, and I'm afraid that's a mistake by the referee because Jake Lawler actually made contact with the ball. But once again, poor officiating has cost Geise dear. And Jake Lawler collects a second yellow card and is sent
off. I'm sorry.
And I'm afraid that's just wrong.
That is disgusting because he absolutely got the ball. It's quite clear. It was a big shout from the crowd and they're entitled to shout for it, but they're wrong. He got the ball. It was not a yellow card and he should not have been sent off. And now, for goodness sake, referees again.
Oh, dear. It's one of those days, I'm afraid.
The ball's forward now. Palmer, he's under pressure. He's got Sparks up against him. He goes back to Maxted. Maxted clears it. It's two men closing down hungrily, wanting to win the ball off Maxted's clearance. Marcus Williams now plays it into Rooney on the halfway line. But again, guys, he's not able to craft open much. Now it bounces forward. He's through here for Cassidy. He's managed to craft around an opportunity and an equaliser for Geisley. Utterly against the run of play, utterly against the odds. A chip forward bounces off Cassidy's back. It fell kindly for the guys. He sent her forward. He could take it round the goalkeeper. The Lions are back on level terms. And we never saw that coming.
Oh, finally a slice of luck comes our way. Ball played forward. Jake Cassidy has absolutely no idea where the ball is. It bounces off his back and lands very kindly for him. But I tell you what, he has a lot to do. When that ball does come for him, he's still got to beat the keeper. He's still got two defenders on him. He keeps his nerve and he hits the ball. He goes around the keeper and hits the ball into the back of the net. It is against the run of play. We maybe, you know, on the grand scheme of things, don't deserve it. But my goodness, did we need it.
Wow. Well, Maxted takes an age over the free kick. Geise get it long. Hatfield in the area. Takes it past the man. And Geise have a second. Will Hatfield from a long ball forward. And Will Hatfield collected in the area, tips it round and into the net. And it's now Geise who 2-1 up. Now the referee's gone up over to talk to Hatfield.
No, hang on.
What's happened there?
Is he just because it's just because they were going to the crowd?
Yes, yeah, it is. It's a goal. He's just keeping away from the crowd. 18 minutes to go. The Lions are in front. I cannot believe it. Will Hatfield from a long free kick from Maxted. He collected the ball in the box. Torquay will be furious about that defending, but Hatfield had a lot of work to do and managed to turn it past the goalkeeper. Torquay 1, Geisley 2. Well, 10-man Geisley have turned it round.
Opportunity for Torquay here. There's got to be dealt with.
No players forward for Geisley. Everybody in the box. Earl whipped into the area and headed away by Palmer. Going to be picked up here by Young. Takes it down. Chips it back into the area. Connor Brown now has to deal with an awkwardly bouncing ball. Can't win it. Chip back into the area from Young. Hesitation in the six-yard box. Interception from Green. Green shouts at Maxted. Maxted thanks Green, but it is another corner to Torquay.
Rare moment of indecision by Johnny Maxted. If he comes out, he gets that. He stayed on his line.
Again, everyone in the box apart from two Torquay players. It's whipped into the back post. Headed in there, held by Maxted. He was in the right place. He launched himself, claimed it, goes down to ground. Now the throw will come in as Torquay look to get a late equaliser in this game into stoppage time. It's taken a deflection into the six-yard box, held by Maxted. Hearts in mouth moment there. The throw went in. It took a good nod on from a Torquay man into the box. Maxted claimed it. Oh, and what a result. The referee blows the whistle. Boos ring out around Plainmoor. But absolute ecstasy on the field for the Lions. 10-man Geisley, after being a goal down and looking like all was lost, have somehow managed to contrive a 2-1 victory. Jake Cassidy got the equaliser after Armand Verma scored an immense goal in the first half. And then Will Hatfield, from a long ball into the box, managed to direct it past the keeper. And Geisley have done what we could not have foreseen. And Jake Lawler was sent off into that second half. They have turned the game round and come away with three massive points here from Plainmoor. Full time, Torquay United 1, Geisley 2.
After the match and against a backdrop of hovering seagulls, Colin spoke to Adam Lockwood.
I'm joined by Adam Lockwood after the 2-1 victory over Torquay United. Adam, certainly not a game for the football purists, but what a response to come from 10-man, a goal behind, and to win 2-1. An afternoon of great character again for the Lions, and three valuable points.
Yeah, wow. we always knew this was going to be a tough place to come, especially with the conditions like they are. It never makes it easy. But on the other hand, you know, first half I thought we were poor in terms of, I mean, when you look, they probably weren't too much in the game, but just we were never where the ball dropped. We were, to be fair, a little bit yard off the pace at times, and asked a lot of questions at half time. You know, individual mistake that, you know, it could have let the team down today. He knows that. And then we go out, and then the worst thing that could happen to you, you go down to 10 men, and we you know, this year we've lost too many players as well to suspensions, and it's something we've got to really look at. Whether they're all justified is a different question, but it is something that we have to look at, definitely, because, you know, it makes it very, very tough. But on the other hand, that performance in that second half, in terms of, like I say, whenever a purist performance, a classic, we've had two difficult games this week. Tuesday night's game were extremely difficult against a good side. We knew this, you know, long journey. We prepared right. We did try to do the best for the lads and make sure that everything were right. And maybe those little things count towards, but ultimately the heart and endeavour, and I'll repeat what I said on Tuesday night, it won't have to give us a good chance of achieving our goal. And that's a difficult game, and you know, massive win for us.
Yeah, and when you look at the table, obviously this gives us a little bit more gap between those teams at the bottom. But looking at the team we've played today, This was a very tough task, and they got off to a very strong start, didn't they? And what a goal it was that gave them the lead.
Yeah. I've always said every game that we take part in this league, if you're not right and you're not at the races, then you've very rarely come away with anything. We knew it'd be a difficult place to come. Like I said, long journey. We try and take as much out of that as possible. In terms of preparation, we've had a very tough week this week, and last Saturday, I think today, maybe last Saturday's performance, maybe just give us that little edge today that we weren't going to put ourselves in that position again. And we've got a lot of hard work still to do, and on today's performance, in terms of actual performance, poor, and we've got to be better, but like we said, we've made up for it today in other things, and game management excellent, and you know, right times we put on a heavy pitch. By the way, I'd just like to say well done to Torquay for making it as good a pitch as it is with the weather, and similar to what I said about our pitch on Tuesday, you know, the good surfaces, it's took a bit of a battering today, which I think the groundsman already knew, but you know, they should be commended for trying to make it as best spectacle as possible, and in these conditions. So like I said, in the end we had to play the conditions, whereas on Saturday I thought we didn't, and sometimes you have to do what you've got to do to come away with a result, and to do it with 10 men makes it even more special.
And finally, a great reward for those travelling fans who made their voices heard throughout this game, and who've come a long way today.
Yes, I mean, you look at how many came. Brilliant. We're a very small club. The people behind the club, from top right down to the bottom, are all pulling in the same direction. Great people. Long, long journey ahead of us in terms of where we want to be as a club. And you know, we're trying to head in the right direction, and everybody that's connected to club will needs to play a part in that, whether it's hands on or whether it's just in pure support. And you know, they must have seen a team there and a squad of people that they're very proud of, as I am. And you know, as a club today, we should be extremely proud of everybody connected. That's the fans, the the playing staff, the management, the, you know, the support staff, the, you know, the directors, everybody connected to the club should feel immensely proud.
And the win had picked up at Plainmoor by the time Sandy Beeson had found match winner Will Hatfield.
So this is Sandy Beeson here with Will Hatfield after the 2-1 victory away at Torquay. You've got to be pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, really pleased. Obviously we were behind for quite a bit of the game, and then to go down to 10 men, we're backs against the wall, but we dug deep, we stuck together, and we produced a great performance in the end.
Yeah, and on about 60 minutes, it looked for all the world like Torquay were going to run away with it. They were 1-0 up and guys are down to 10 men. How pleased are you at the comeback?
Yeah, quality, and never doubted the lads. We always stick together, whatever happens. We've had some tough times, obviously, this season, but we're on the way up, and that just shows then what character and spirit we've got in the team, and belief, really, so, to believe to keep going. So, really pleased. Great effort. But 3 points in the bag, that's what we've come for, so absolutely delighted.
That's it, and for yourself, getting the winning goal as well, you must be pleased with that too.
Yeah, of course, it's always nice to score, but in obviously the scenario of the game and getting the winning goal, there's nothing better in football, is there? So absolutely delighted, and we've just got to kick on and keep going.
So, with that win, the Lions move 6 points clear of the relegation zone, but the games don't get any easier. High-flying Aldershot, the visitors to Nethermoor this Saturday. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff, and Geisley Radio will be on air from roughly 2:45 at mixlr.com/Geisley Radio. But you don't want to listen to us, you want to go to Nethermoor, don't you? So there you are, minding your own business. You've travelled a long way to watch your team play away on the English Riviera at Torquay United. It's quite the weekend for you. 9 minutes into the game, the referee pulls up injured, and somebody comes along and says, is there a referee in the house? Well, that's what happened to 18-year-old Josh Brayshaw. He travelled with the Geisley fans down on Friday night, watching the game on Saturday, and was drafted in the 24th minute to be the fourth official. Josh is a rising star within the West Riding County FA referees setup and operates in leagues varying from Sunday football to the West Yorkshire League Premier Division. He started refereeing at the age of 14, but this made quite the step up for him, as he, in his own words, said, switched into match official mode, and it wasn't Geisley anymore. It was just whites versus yellows. He replaced the fourth official, took over those duties for the remainder of the game, put the board up to say there'd be 8 minutes at the end of the first half, and travelled home with the team when Geisley celebrated victory. Well done to Josh. We're very proud of him here at Geisley, and wish him all the best in his future career. The Geisley Vixens continued their winning streak, beating Blackpool Wren Rovers on Sunday in a game held at Woodhouse Grove's 3G pitch in Bradford after the venue was switched. 2 goals just after the hour mark from Liv Thackray put the Vixens in a comfortable position before Sarah Danby added another. Charlie Blythe put the game to bed just before full time. The Vixens had started the game smartly, passing well in the middle of the park, but they were unable to capitalise early on. Lauren Griffiths had one of the clearer cut chances of the half with her long range effort, which made goalkeeper Catherine Heaton produce a great save to push it wide of the goal. The last real action of the half saw Natalie Brace play a ball through to Danby, who dragged the shot narrowly past the post. The second half saw more opportunities for the Vixens, and one finally produced a goal on the hour mark, Thackray nudging the ball past her marker before chipping the keeper from inside the box. She got her second in 4 minutes when another similar chance was put away, this time at more of an angle. The Vixens kept battling and were rewarded when Brace slotted a ball through to Danby, who put it home with ease, essentially killing the game. Just before the full-time whistle, a fourth was added when two close efforts from Chantelle O'Hara were stopped by Heaton before the ball fell to Blythe, who put it past the keeper. After the game, Oliver Coulthas caught up with Vixens coaches Glenn Preston and Kyla Riley.
In the second half, started much brighter, a much, much better performance, and again, well-deserved of a win.
I think we've actually played really well through most of the game today. I think, obviously, the second half I thought was exceptional. But the first half, I thought we played quite well. It was just lacking in the final third. We just lacked composure. But it's tough when teams set up 10 men behind the ball on a very small, narrow pitch that we've had to play on today. It's not easy to break that down. The second half, once it opens up a little bit more, our quality shines through. But today I've got no qualms. I thought we were absolutely superb. We put in a really good performance. The score could have been a hell of a lot more.
A clean sheet, which is always good to see.
Yeah, it's massive. We've not had too many clean sheets. We talk about it as well as coaches. So, yeah, it's mint to have a clean sheet and a controlled performance as well. We talk about sort of controlling ball and making life easy for ourselves, and we've done that today, so fantastic. We're now back playing football again. You know, it's been a frustrating 3 months or whatever, you know. So we've got 10 games now, 30 points to play for. We've got targets that we want to hit, and we believe that we can get there. We've just got to keep going, keep our sleeves rolled up, keep trucking on and picking them points up.
Today's just another statement, isn't it, to the rest of the league, that we've got no intent on slowing down. We're not letting up. The players are focused, they're dedicated, they're determined, and it showed again today. So if we can keep that up now, we're just edging that little bit closer to the overall goal.
The Vixens take to Woodhouse Grove's 3G pitch again this Sunday against bottom-of-the-table Tranmere. That's a kick-off at 2:30pm. And Nethermore Park has once again been chosen by the FA to host a prestigious national competition semi-final. The FA Sunday Cup semi-final between Home and Bargain FC of the Liverpool Business Houses Sunday League and Hardwick Social FC of the Stockton Sunday League up in the North East will be played at our home. The game will kick off at 2pm. Admissions are £4 for adults, under 16s and senior citizens at £1. The Geisley AFC Supporters Club are holding their popular and traditional race night event on Saturday, 25th of March at Nethermore after the visit of Dover Athletic. There's 8 races initially scheduled, with a further race could be added on the night. The cost of a horse is just £2. Horses on sale at all home games, including the 25th of March, unless they sell out. There's a tri-cast, just 50p a go, available to purchase at the desk on home match days. And the food, there'll be food served in the evening. There'll also be a football card, a raffle taking place on the night. The Supporters Club are looking for companies or individuals to sponsor the races, £25 each. If you're interested, drop an email to info@geisleyafcsupportersclub.com info@geisleyafcsupportersclub.com to sponsor a race at the race night on the 25th of March. So it's Aldershot up next at Nethermore on Saturday the 11th of March. Aldershot, of course, on a bit of a run of form at the moment, so it'll be a tough test for the Lions, who will again be without Danny Lowe and Jake Lawler. Jake picking up a 2-match suspension and Danny Lowe still having 2 matches of his 4-match suspension that he picked up to go. Ashley Palmer is back to full fitness, and we would think he would start alongside Elliot Green as well in the centre of defence. But there's no fresh injury worries for Adam Lockwood's side. So with the exceptions of James Veselovsky and Rob Atkinson, he's got an almost full squad to pick from. But it's difficult to see the heroes of Torquay not getting another chance to pull on the white shirt of Geisley. Geisley Radio, of course, will provide you with coverage. If you can't make it to Nethermore for any reason, we'll be on air from about 2:45, and you can join us at mixlr.com/Geisley Radio. Don't forget, you can join us on the chat room there, hurl us your opinions /abuse there as well. Thanks very much for downloading another episode of the Lions Roar podcast. We'll be back next Friday with all the highlights and news from around Nethermore. Good luck to the Vixens on Sunday, taking on Tranmere at Woodhouse Grove's 3G pitch, and also good luck to both competitors in the FA Sunday Cup semi-final. That's at Nethermore. That's a 2pm kickoff on Sunday. We'll hope to see you there for some, if not all, of those events, and we'll see you next week at the Lions Roar. Thanks very much. Cheers.